This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. the God of War noob, and I'm here with Crypto Cryer, a.k.a. the Parallel Pack Ripper.
That's right.
But enough about us. We have a very special guest today. We have Charles, the co-founder of Nifty Island, with us here. How are you?
I'm well. Yeah, just grinding on this game, trying to launch it. Feeling good. Good to be here. Thanks, guys.
Oh yeah, we actually did talk with them once before on a Spaces. It was a great discussion, and we were just wanting to catch up some more information for you guys if you guys didn't catch that. But essentially, they are building a platform that's very much so focused on the social aspect of the Web3 space, where you can bring in your PFPs. They're trying to partner with as many collections as possible to show how their ecosystem works in terms of physics, and you can come in there and make your own physics game. It's all user generated content. But yeah, Charles, give us a rundown on your game.
Yeah, let's do it. So really, our goal is to make a new type of user generated content game world. So you have Roblox, Fortnite, worlds that are built by their users, Minecraft, another one. We're trying to build something that's completely different and is in many ways better, leveraging Web3. That's the goal. In Nifty, every player gets their own island. They can build it up however they want. You can play custom games on that island. You can share a link to it on Twitter or Discord and earn rewards for driving engagement to your island. So that's the thrust of it. And a big part of it, too, what we're doing is we're trying to make a game that services as like the gaming layer on top of all these different NFT projects. So play as your Sappy Seal, play as your Pudgy Penguin, play as your Bored Ape, play as your Clone X, Forgotten Rune, etc. So these communities can all port into the game. People can play as avatars corresponding to the NFTs they own. They can set prizes for each other, et cetera. So yeah, that's in short what we're doing. Big prize-fueled, crazy NFT game world.
Like I said, we had a discussion a little bit ago, and I do think it was really just interesting, all the cool ideas you thought of. We have a lot of focus on the user-generated content and how to monetize that for users, in addition to bringing people in on the side of how many communities you're partnering with. We've seen that scope on like Decentraland and the Sandbox. It's much, much more intensive. Like, you have to buy $1,000 land and you have to build a whole ecosystem, whereas it seems to be a lot more user-friendly and able to jump right in.
Definitely, yeah. I think a huge part of it is you're seeing it with things like FriendTech. There's a idea out there that you can make platforms that rely on user content that are more fun and more lucrative to engage in than the ones that have come before. And with Decentraland and Sandbox, in a lot of ways, I think there were choices made there that were a step backwards. Instead of a game being free to play, it actually is like $10,000 to build something in it, yeah. Right? That feels like a step backwards, man. Right? If you think of it, it's like YouTube or something, or if TikTok is like the status quo, make content, get paid for it. That's zero. Negative one is make the user pay 10 grand to participate. Plus one would be find a way where people, even with a small following, can benefit more from engaging with the platform.
Generate.
Yeah, exactly. So like we should be looking for the plus one. A lot of what's come before has been a step back. So I think a lot of people are jaded on the open game world crypto narrative because they've seen so many that are done in a way that it cash doesn't grabby make sense. Yeah, cash grabby. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
By the way, Cryer, it would cost $600 to get it land on Sandbox. Just buying it.
Not bad.
Minus $400 on that side.
$400 off.
It's a bargain.
Listen, still 10x. Hey, listen. That's land for a place that one day, when we have chips on our heads, we could live in. And you know how that the house rates are going right now. So you never know how that side.
That's going to be insane.
Charles, like you said, on your guys' side, again, all of these things are going on in the space from the PFP side of things. Everyone always talks about Ready Player One. Everyone talks about this metaverse. And for you guys to build something where you get the feeling of a Super Smash, where you see all these IPs, all these different things, all these brands come together and you're able to fight one another. Then you go into the Fortnites of the world and you see all these different IPs. You're able to do all these incredible things. Now we're seeing how Fortnite is not only just taking like the shooter side of things on the video gaming side, but also the building with this brand new Lego stuff, as well as their custom games and all this stuff. But the one thing that we all know in our space, at least, that's missing is that Web3 component to it. And for you guys to grab all of these IPs is super awesome for those communities and members, as well as, like you said, even smaller people that might not have the reach of the massive people in the space, they're still going to have an opportunity with this type of game, the way you guys are structuring it and whatnot. But I did want to really quickly, before Cryer goes into some other questions, I wanted to play a game with us right now. So I'm going to show a toy that I have in front of me, and you're going to tell me if this PFP can go into it, into the game or not. Okay. For the people that are just listening, I'll say it afterwards, but for the YouTube people, you guys can get this
one. Okay. I like the odds. Let's see. In some form, it'll be in there. Yes.
That was Cool Cats.
The cat has made it.
Yeah. Yes. And that one will be. Yes.
100% yeah. Doodles 2.
Hey, this, is good. This is good. Yes.
Hell yeah.
That was Senior Pudgy of Penguins.
I'm 3 for 3.
Then, right, 3 for 3.
I'm hoping the next one's good too.
It's a Marvel. It's a One Piece.
I got Marvel thing. Stuff.
Hey, let's skip those ones.
Yeah.
Ah. In a limited sense, yeah. There will be one playable character, yeah.
That is 4-4, and that was dead, fellas. So there you go. There's my game.
Clean sweep.
We scored 100% clean sweep, so Cryer, go ahead and go for it.
Yeah. Pretty much we're showcasing that was the idea, right? We just showed 4 integrated communities already. They're probably all very large communities in the sense. What about, we got these over here? Yeah, you said we got some sappy seals.
Oh, yeah. We will have a bunch of seals. And
5 for 5.
I think that's going to be a really interesting idea, because all the thing we've seen so far is still been like other side, you can play with your ape or you can play as a robot. You don't have $60,000, so you're not integrated into the ecosystem. Yeah. That's the whole Yieldosaurus joke, right? You need 100K PFP to play, right?
Yeah, or
actually 60,000 now.
Yeah. He can't play with himself anymore. But no. I definitely think that the idea is still really interesting, because, again, we're going to be seeing how these kind of take form, in the sense that now there's a bunch of mini games. Now we can have a lot of people playing at the same time. Most of these communities hang out in a social aspect already. Even our Discord, we've played like the Golf It on the Discord game just because it's like social while we're all talking.
Yeah.
I think it could be that exact thing where it's like a chill social game. I would like to see, one thing I would really like to see is something like a Fall Guys type situation.
Definitely. So you can do obstacle courses and races within the game. So if you want to set one up on your island, you want some cool obstacles like a spike pit that might kill you if you go on it, or blowers that will push you off a ledge, you can do all that. We have a bunch of traps and obstacles. So you can make that within the game. It'll feel a little different, but you can definitely do it.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
You know, Cryer's having a great time with that type of game because he's really bad at those games and he still has so much fun playing them.
It's just
so
fun.
You just know that he's having a good time. So I just wanted to say
that's
that.
Very
pure. I, on the other hand, I'm very good at that game. So
respect.
Questionable. Come on.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, we'll have to judge that island and see who'd really be.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do it. We'll see who I'm ready. I got a great question here on the sense of obviously Nifty Island's going to be on web browser at first, obviously. What's on that side? Let me ask you, would we be able to connect a controller and play the game?
Yeah, so we have controller support. So
yeah, I'm gonna kill everyone.
There it is. So we'll be on Mac and PC first, like a light desktop client. Much like Minecraft or Roblox. Okay. So easy to run on most machines. Okay. And you can use a controller for sure.
That's all I need. And Cryer, he's still screwed here. So it is what it is. He's going to be having a fun time laughing. He has a very contagious laugh as well. So everyone will be having a great time at the NRN side. Yeah, the NRN cool. Island is what we're going to call it.
That's right. Throwing it down on the NRN Island. But how long till we can play? I know we talked about this a little bit. We got no official deadline, but how we looking?
Yeah. Around. When will this air? I'm thinking what I can say.
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Then I can't quite say it.
I usually just
early next
week. I could do it a later date if you
okay.
want. If you want to drop
early something. Next week, the announcement's going to come out around the launch date. And it's really soon, right at the beginning of next year. You're going to be playing Nifty. So it's going to be, it'll be cool. And there'll be crazy incentives out the gate. All these NFT projects in there. And it's going to not feel like a little experiment. I think we've had a lot of game experiences in Web3 that are like a teaser, right? This is a full-fledged big game world. tons of islands and lots of prizes to compete for, all these NFT projects there. So it's really close, actually, really close.
That's awesome.
And you did mention something like how we saw Frentech ripoff, we saw Stars Arena, we saw all these like simple downloadable social interaction games, and you said you were comparing it to that. What, in what sense do you see that being the methodology here, and my, why it might
grow? Yeah.
We saw something like Fight Friend Pets. That's like an actual game that kind of would be similar to your model, right? I'm assuming.
So the thing they did that's really great is that their product is meant to be shared. Like it's meant to dominate the timeline. If it isn't getting shared all the time, especially in crypto where there's always something new and people are always hopping from trend to trend, you need to find a way of always being there. Much in the way that OpenSea or Uniswap are always a factor, right? Frentech found a way to be on the timeline, at least for a while. And so for us, we're going to have strong incentives to share island content. So if you have a cool island, you're going to have a lot of reasons to share it on X and Discord. So we hope it becomes part of the meta of just having an NFT project, of being in crypto. You have an island, a new NFT project drops, they have avatars in the game, there's an event or a prize you can win in Nifty, and we want to basically be a continuous part of the meta, both for being a content creator and being a way for them to engage their followers and monetize, but also being a meeting place for all these NFT projects as well, where they can play and do fun stuff together.
Yeah, I like that a lot. We saw some abilities for like cross promotion across each of these collections. We can see tournaments between them. I do think that's a really
cool. We'll have what we call quests. So there'll be these time-gated events that pit users against each other, and they'll compete for NFT-based prizes. So that's things like which Sappy Seals holder can have the most popular island this week, or who can be at the top of Crier's Obby course leaderboard, right? Who can have the fastest time? Additionally, you could have a game night where it's like, who wins the most shooter games? Who's the best? These sorts of things. And what's really fun is initially, that's just going to be quests that we create, but the system will be opened up. So if you wanted to create an incentive for people to come to your island, you'll be able to do that, which will be fun. So it means if you're trying to get engagement going to your island, like with Frentech, right? People did giveaways to people who held their keys. They're like, make sure to be in the chat. Same thing with this, where you can say, okay, I'm giving away an NFT I have, come to my island, drive a bunch of engagement. You can monetize the engagement. That's the goal.
When I think of obviously like the Fortnites of the world or even the Fall Guys, the great thing about these games and growing up on the gaming side, I was more of like first-person shooter, Call of Duty, Halo, etc. The one thing that Fortnite and Fall Guys did so well with is the clippability aspect of the game.
For sure.
Getting the Battle Royale, getting the number one in Fall Guys. I forgot what's it called in Fall Guys when you win? Crown, right? When you get the crown at the end of it, right? Let me ask you on the sense of that one. I know we're talking about driving engagement and rewarding for that, but on the sense of this, again, being a game, do you guys see yourselves being able to be clippable so that individuals, not only are they going to want to clip it to receive engagement, but also because it's actually a badass clip, which could hopefully do numbers for a lot of people on social media.
Yeah, man. No, I think that's so important. It's so important. I think we'll be a lot of the way there at launch. There'll be more to do for sure. But having gameplay that is just obviously fun. Like if you look at our X account, you'll see a ton of gameplay that we share. We don't do a hell of a lot of like mystery, what's the game, no one knows. It's a ton of gameplay. Yeah. It's performed pretty well. And so I think a lot of like shooter combat with recognizable avatars is great. And then we have a bunch of other game modes too that I think will work well for that. The thing we're doing too is making sure to have good in-game capture tools. So letting you easily take a clip or a screenshot. I totally agree. Yeah, it's got to be good for that. I'm not going to claim that we'll be Fortnite level at launch, but we will get there. We can do that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I still remember growing up and having to... I would do game battles or what was it? MLG. And I remember trying to find like a clan or something like that. And if you had a capture card and you had a YouTube and you know how to do it, you would like already get on the team, even if you're bad or worse. I was the one that... Thankfully, I was pretty good at the game, so I'd get in there. But it's crazy to me to think how hard or how easy it is now for kids and for adults and everyone to clip their actual clips in these games, when back in the day it took forever to go ahead and do so. To make it as simple as possible, when we talk about how we imagine crypto later down the road, MetaMask of the world, Rainbow Wallet, since everyone's talking about that right now, all these different wallets and all these different apps that are going to hopefully move Web3 and crypto forward, the one thing that it needs is simplicity. And for the aspect of this game as well, the simplicity aspect of actually being able to clip, being able to play, being able to share, etc., is, I think, is going to be very vital. So for you guys to say that is what we're aiming for is a big green flag for the project going ahead.
Totally agree. So important. And there's a lot more I think people can do that hasn't been done yet, where there can be like, something we have is like this little kind of robot assistant that flies next to you while you play. And we want that to come turn into the ultimate capture tool over time. So like having it fly around on its own and collect cool gameplay snippets, right? That's all really doable and could allow people to make way cooler content in a really interesting way. Like you should just be able to play for a while and then
like a drone footage. That was the step up in cinematography was boom. Now we have all these drones flying around and able to capture incredible content that was never able to be done before. So similar idea. We've seen that with Fortnite a little bit where you can switch camera angles, especially on like actual tournaments. A cameraman is essentially controlling the battle at the end. So I do think that's a super interesting tool. And I think it reminds me, I think we talked about this a little bit, was AI Arena. We interviewed them a lot. I don't know if you're familiar with them at all, but that's the idea, right? You're sitting back and it's all about the experience that you have as a viewer and stepping that up. Do you see anything going forward with that in your realm with like AI and stuff like that? Is there anything that you guys have a crossover, or is it something that you're just like?
Definitely. It's definitely something we'll do at some point. I think the most promising use cases for us, one is similar to AI Arena. I think the NPC use case is so good, right? Like having new types of game genres that involve commanding or interacting with a team of AIs is so fun, right? Imagine,
it's like, so mysterious. You're just like, what's going to happen here? I think it's such an interesting. The other one I just brought to my head was the parallel one where they have the colony.
Very cool.
Out.
Yeah.
I was explaining to somebody and they were like, whoa, that sounds actually cool. And most of the time they're like, what are you fucking talking about? Some stupid game here. But I explained that one to them and I just thought it was so funny. They're like, oh, it's like Sims on steroids, or you don't get to actually choose what they do. I think it's an interesting
concept. Yeah, no, I think it's great too. And imagine you have a bunch of NFTs and they all have avatars tied to them, and they can be characters that live on your island or go to other islands and do things in the game world, maybe even when you're not there. I think that sort of stuff's really fun. It's a little out there and it's going to take time for it to be economical to run that, because right now if you had a bunch of AI agents just like chewing up actions in there all day, it would be really expensive. But it'll get there for sure. It seems promising.
Charles, let me ask you a question. So again, we're talking about all these communities that you guys are going to be integrated so that they can actually have their PFPs and everything like that. Now on the side of bringing these projects into fold with what you guys are doing, have you been in communication with these projects, or how does that process work on your guys' side? Do you speak with the founders? Do you go the third person? Like, how exactly does that go for you guys?
Yeah. So there's some variability. I would say the most typical thing is that we're in touch with them directly. There's a group DM on Discord. We're talking about it. In a lot of cases, they already have 3D assets made. A pretty surprising number of NFT projects have seen for a while that gaming is going to pick up. It makes sense to have an avatar alongside a PFP. And in those cases, we can like same day token gate whatever they've made. That's really straightforward. And then in some cases, we're talking to them and we're saying, hey, I really think you should get in on this. This is something you should do. And we'll help them create one or two avatars for their collection just to get them into the game. And then there are and then there are rarer cases where we don't talk to them at all, in cases where there are avatars out there, but it's either more of a CC0 decentralized project or one that's just like a little distant. We just don't know them. So there are some cases where we've just gone ahead, but always with a careful eye to like the rights of the holders and the project over the IP. That's what you got to be sensitive about.
Awesome. For sure. And can you disclose any projects that actually don't see Web3 gaming being successful so I can dump my bags?
This is tough for me.
I'm kidding.
No, actually, after this, I can give you a couple, maybe one or two.
Oh, okay, no. Oh God, here we go. Who would have thought? Here goes more of my bags going to zero. Yeah, God damn it. Yeah. All right, here we go. Yeah. No, but it's super awesome that you guys are in communication. Like you said, the whole aspect of CC0, right? That you're able to go ahead and do that, that when we talk about decentralization, when we talk about these assets that people are, we've been buying for the last 2, 3, even 4 years, it's just super cool to see projects like your guys, like you guys or other projects doing this, because that's the whole aspect of everything that we're doing, the power of it all. It's super cool to see it. Again, it's for a lot of us, it's always thinking into that Ready Player One or the Fortnites of the world, this whole metaverse thing. So it's just super cool. And of course, for those that during COVID, you had a Switch and you played some Animal Crossing. Every time I think of Nifty Island, I just think of Animal Crossing for some reason. So if you're telling me it's a little bit like that, I'm already excited. I've never played Animal Crossing before COVID. And when I played it, that was probably the best drop Nintendo's ever done. Was because of COVID though, but
no, they crossed us with that. They really did. I think a little bit of a mix of Animal Crossing and Halo Forge. So you've got an island you can decorate, and it can be peaceful. You can
where do I sign?
Yeah, and then but it's also about beating your homies,
blowing shit up.
Yeah, in combat,
it's blowing shit up. See, Cryer's the blowing shit up guy. I'm over there just building a nice island, and he's the one that comes in with a bomb and blows my island to pieces for absolutely no reason. He's an asshole.
That was my game. Actually, there's this game called Ark.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yep. Oh my God. Yeah. Ark terrorist.
I'm picturing that.
Yeah, there's some seriously.
This guy. Though the other thing I did want to ask was on the sense of if individuals are building stuff on their island, how exactly does that work if someone were to come to your island? What are they going to be able to do? Is it going to be like locked? Are they going to be able to build with you, etc.? You have to give access to someone? Like how obviously that could be a question later down the road, but maybe you have that answer now. But I'm probably going to build a massive, you know what? No, I'm not going to do that.
Honestly, like in our experience, playtesting, that's like the first thing that happens. Like someone
I bet.
So someone got access.
Like literally, like someone will do that.
Dude, we're in crypto space.
3 minutes later.
Yeah, no, I honestly like that does happen for sure. But what we have out the gate is you have permissions over your island to build it, customize it, terraform it, change all manner of things about it. And you can grant permissions to other people, either temporarily, hey, come on, let's build together. Or you can make them a mod on your island. For a lot of people that like content creators, they might have a friend who's maybe more of a gamer than them, and they set them loose to make a really awesome island while they're not even there. You can do both those things. You can also kick people.
Maybe pay someone to do it.
You could pay some. Scholars Unite.
Yeah. Kicking thug. For sure. Oh, I'm
already kicking your ass right out the gate. Get the hell out of here. No, that's super awesome. Again, this is the whole flexibility part of it, where you're going to be able to do what you want when you want. And when we think about those like open world games, like that's all we've ever wanted for so many IPs and so many brands. When you really think about it, when we talk about on the Xbox or PlayStation side of things, like an open world Star Wars or something with Marvel, DC, that's all we've ever wanted. The people that grew up playing, again, the Animal Crossing or the Sims type games, all that, they got this, the RuneScapes, the WoW, all these things. And there's so many other IPs that we wish we had the opportunity to do that with, and we just never got it. And what Fortnite, and hopefully, again, on the side of what you guys are doing with all these Web3 IPs, that's what we're getting here. So it's just super fun to finally get things that when we were growing up, we all imagined or wanted so bad. And we're finally getting to see that with a lot of our favorite brands, brand new brands as well. Again, these NFT projects haven't been here for more than 4 years. So it's super awesome just to see brand new IP growing in the world of Disney, of Nickelodeon, of Cartoon Network, of all these IPs that are just like, that's it. Like no one else likes anything other than this. And it's just super cool to finally see something fresh, something new in so many awesome games that are going to come out.
Oh, I totally agree. And part of it too, is that part of the inspiration for the project was when you look at NFT projects, the tools they leverage to be relevant and exciting are open platforms. So they use OpenSea or Blur to be liquid and tradable, to let people collect them. And then they use X and Discord to communicate with each other and build up a presence. We think gaming can proceed in a similar way, where there just needs to be more open platforms in the toolkit of an NFT project operator and a holder. So we think Nifty Island can become another open platform that people associate with NFTs, where they say, oh, my friend really loves NFTs. He invited me to come play on someone's island. I met all the other like Sappy Seals holders. It was cool. I bought one. We think there's room for another like substrate of that, like another open platform that NFTs can all kind of use.
Kind of control, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea. And we saw that a little tiny bit with, what's the gallery one?
Oh, yeah, on Cyber, yeah. Probably.
On Cyber, yeah, exactly. Yeah. On Cyber, yeah, exactly. Where you had share my on Cyber, you can check it out. That was like the intro
yeah.
here. Show my artwork. And I think that's a cool, it's a little bit more like that. Can we do stuff like that too? I can make my art gallery to fight.
You through. Totally can. Yeah. Yeah, no, for real. You can shoot your friend in front of a Fidenza if you want. Yeah. So that use case.
I like that.
Yeah.
I got another good question. So we have different sizes of characters. Mm-hmm. Are some faster, speedier, and some are more health, stuff like that, similar to Super Smash Brothers, or is this something that you can change on your island, or is this built in?
Yeah. Starting pretty simple, where we normalize for the shooter, we do some things to normalize the hitboxes on different characters, and they all run the same speed. It feels a little different. If you're a little guy, you feel like you're going really fast. If you're big, you feel a little bit slower, but in reality, you're moving the same speed. What we're going to do over time is have more and more games you can play on your island. And some of those games can have trait-dependent game mechanics. So it could be like maybe a Bored Ape has a special moveset or a Cyber Kong has a different moveset, Cool Cat, etc. That's not where we're starting, but we can get there over time. We can add more games. That's the fun thing about it is we can just keep layering experiments on top of Nifty Island. It's not one final thing. We can just keep adding games, keep adding new mechanisms. That's what makes it so fun, because we can iterate with everybody and see what they want.
I truly believe that why even like a Roblox or right now what Fortnite's been doing for the last few years is they've been so successful. They're allowed, or even like the OG of it all, for me at least, was like the Halo Forge aspect of it, where they would build these incredible gameplays, incredible maps, incredible game modes, and they were just user-based. And then later down the road, these games are like the Fortnite and the Roblox would be like, you know what, actually, I would love to do this for real. Halo just kept saying, hey, do whatever you want. You can save it somewhere. But the Roblox and the Fortnite, they're like, hey, let's actually showcase this so everyone can pick it up and they can actually play it. So it's just super cool where you guys are grabbing that experience. And it just feels like a more like you're a part of the game more than you're playing like a story mode or just a specific multiplayer, search and destroy or team deathmatch or Fall Guys. And that's it. You're really building it, and not only building it, but allowing other people to view what you build is super awesome to see. So again, it feels like you're building with the project, which that's what we're looking for in this new space.
I completely agree. Like that when I was saying it earlier today, but when you think about even DeFi tokens, take Chainlink, there is so much enthusiasm around these tokens. And even with virtually no clear set of actions you're supposed to take as a link holder, people start their own newsletters, podcasts, they become full-time evangelists of it. And to me, the thing that's really going to be magical is when you take the enthusiasm that people have around tokens.
Fucking Link Marines.
Dude, imagine the enthusiasm of a Link Marine, but they have a game that they're supposed to be building in and doing stuff like that.
The Link Marine
100%.
Game.
100%. We'll do have to do an avatar, Link Marine avatar for sure.
I like that. It's funny. But yeah, there's so many possibilities. I think this is super great. We're coming up towards the end of our half hour here. You got anything, RSG?
Do I have something? Hold up.
Do you have anything? So, I know you're the nerd guy.
It's the end of the year. And that means a lot of video gaming has been done this year for a lot of people. And what people are doing, actually, like companies like
Spotify,
the Xbox of the world, Spotify Wrapped it or Apple Music Wrapped it, whatever. It turns out Xbox, Nintendo, and Sony are doing the same exact thing. And I actually have my numbers here. And I just wanted to showcase you guys why we call this podcast Nerd FT Radio. Where do we want us to go for? We want to go Switch first or Xbox first?
Go light first.
Light first. All right. So this year on the Switch, I played a total of 5 games. You might be thinking, that doesn't sound like a nerd. 160 hours. 52% of it action, which was Zelda. I'm pretty sure Zelda was 120 or 130 hours. The rest was Mario Wonder, Mario Party, Mario Golf, and I think a little bit of Hades. And I'm missing a game in there, but that's pretty much on the
Hollow Knight
Switch.
Is that one of them?
Hollow Knight I played on Xbox, actually. That okay, I'm still not even done with that. But since I got my PlayStation, I've been running through.
Yeah, Zelda was a great game. That was a Zelda job on that one.
To this day, the best game I played this year has been Zelda. Yes, I'm going to go with that. Now, on the flip side, on the Xbox side of things, total time played this year has been 307 hours.
There it is.
wow. So in total, around 20 days of my life in 2023 have been in video games. The number one game there was Destiny 2. I freaking ran through that game this year. Number two was Call of Duty, and number three was FIFA. So you can tell I started playing FIFA when I actually bought the season tickets for Orlando City, and then you start realizing how slowly it declined as we lost at the end. Yeah. So there's that. But it's just super cool to see, and it also attests to what Web3 is going to bring when you bring people like myself, like Cryer, like all these people that play video games. And once they have that light bulb moment of this is why the blockchain is so important for the video games that I love and play all the time or 20 days a year, this is why it's going to be this successful. So for those projects that Charles is about to tell me after this podcast are not looking into gaming, you guys need to look into freaking gaming, because this is where you got to be, because this is where all the money is at. If you think about it, the gaming industry is outperforming any other industry you can probably name right now, because it's very recession proof and people just love playing video games. So it's super awesome. But Cryer, I did want to ask you, if you had a guess, since you don't have it in front of you, what was probably the game that you spent the most hours, and what console was it as well?
PC, Master Race, and Starfield. I played an insane amount of Starfield.
Okay, so I gotta say one thing about Starfield really quick. They're not going to make a multiplayer anymore, number one. And number two, one of the devs that left said the game was so boring that that's why they're not making it. I just wanted to say that, not trying to say anything. But Charles, let me ask you, Charles, for you, have you been playing any type of video games on console, PC, or anything like that? Of course, outside of Nifty Island. But yes, go ahead. Okay, number two.
Okay, I like that. Hayes is awesome.
Yes, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm really excited about that.
I was actually looking at some figures, but yeah, go ahead.
Looks like Wanderers is going to be a very similar gameplay to that. So I'm actually really excited to see, because I've seen a lot of people reviewing it and saying it's really good gameplay. So if there's some sort of, so I think that's going to be a really cool one where you're going to have a tradable, like specific armaments, right? I think that's going to be a cool idea. But yeah, man, some good games this year. We had a lot of good stuff. So even though they said Starfield was the most boring ever, I had a fantastic time, because that was,
I know you loved it. I know you loved it, but yes, a lot of people saying it died down. The hype of it was so like incredible. A lot of people saying make it or break
it. It was a slow game, which is what I like. Young gun shooters can't hang.
Here's the thing. I love my story mode side of things. I'm playing right now God of War. I just played Spider-Man 1, Miles Morales, and Spider-Man 2. I love my story mode game, but just something about Starfield reminds me of Elden Ring, which then reminds me of a game with no direction whatsoever, and that pisses me the fuck off. And
yeah,
that's what but I'm the type of person, I'm doing this right now in God of War, is that I look at every single corner trying to find something, and it freaks me out. And for these massive games like Starfield or Elden Ring, it's just too much. Even though Zelda is semi-big, but you know what direction you're going, at least. So that's why I can still grab Zelda and play it and have a blast. And obviously, Cry, you know, growing up, and I mention it every podcast, I literally grew up playing freaking RuneScape, and that's what I love. That's the game that like is the game for me. So anything to do with like a story or the multiplayer aspect of everything, just it's an overall like perfect game. That's what I'm looking for. Starfield was a little boring. That's all I got to say. But the one game this year that's been like coming out of nowhere that actually didn't come out this year and everyone's just loving it, it's been Cyberpunk, man. Cyberpunk has been like, it's the biggest comeback I've seen in a video game in a very long time. And is it probably because of the show? Yes. And number two, the show was unbelievable. And number two, the devs actually did something to fix what was broken. Yeah. And they've been crushing it on that side. So hopefully I personally hope they do a, like what they did with GTA, and they
did you play the
long, like actually made it longer for more years to play, and there's actually multiplayer. I actually did not. I've been told I have to.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. For sure.
I really liked that. I liked that game when it came out. I didn't have any issues. Oh, I know there was some
I had two
breaking issues or whatever, yeah. But most of the time I was pretty satisfied with it. It was a really good storyline, but
absolutely.
Yeah, man, that's the cool thing is we're seeing all these cool games. There's the same amount of money is being spent on them, but the gaming industry is not going away. And I do think once the dust settles on the boring, it's a token, a DeFi situation, it's gamified DeFi, or it's very shitty game mechanics and actually people are able to spend time, and we're actually seeing it now where like stuff has been in production for now 3 or 4 years and they're giving us the very first taste of a finished product in some sense is now happening. So I do think that
absolutely
from here on out we're going to see a lot of good games over the next couple of years, and I do think this NFTs will definitely revolutionize the way that they're interacted with. So I'm excited. Thanks for coming on, Charles. Hell yeah.
Absolutely. We'll
just edit this out or whatever. We could say your socials, where you want to find information on, if you want to end on that.
All right, cool. I got this. Yeah, I got it. All right. Thank you so much for stopping by, Charles. I do have to ask one question before we get to all your socials and whatnot. If you had to play like one game that you were growing up and out of nowhere, that game came back and they said, you know what, we're going on the blockchain and we're doing a massive airdrop for all the people that had countless hours on this game. What would be that one game for you that you would literally be rich and you could quit anything like your job on the spot? There it is. All right. Perfect.
That was a great game.
Very well.
You're the first person to say that one. Yeah. We've interviewed like 50, 60, 100, probably like 100 people over the last 2 years. Oh, great. Oh, yeah. Oh, I absolutely loved Guild Wars. That was a fantastic game.
Awesome. But again, Charles, thank you so much for stopping by. We would love for you to come by later on for all the people getting ready. Hey, Nifty Island's going to be here. If you're not on the island with me and Cryer, or actually just with me because I'm going to ban Cryer from my island, you're not having fun. So head over there when they are launching. Charles, let me go ahead and allow you to just give out your socials, all that stuff, and we will go ahead and put it in the podcast description as well to make it easier. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Let's do it. So for all the listeners, thank you so much for stopping by for another episode of Nerd FT Radio. We'll catch you next week with another podcast episode. Grab a brick, throw it at my island, because it looks like Cryer's just going to blow up my island the second we get in there, and have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you guys later.
Peace.